This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There is a sense of anticipation here in Washington over the promised release of the special counsel report on the 2016 presidential election. U.S. Attorney General William Barr says the Justice Department is preparing a redacted version to allow its release to Congress by mid-April. AP correspondent Mike Rossia has a report.
Attorney General William Barr plans to deliver to Congress a version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation by mid-April. Barr sent a letter to Senator Lindsey Graham and Congressman Gerald Nadler on Friday. Graham chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee. Nadler chairs the House Judiciary Committee. In his letter, the Attorney General says he wants the public to be able to read Mueller's findings. Barr says the Mueller report is nearly 400 pages long. Mueller submitted his confidential report to Barr on Friday, March 22nd. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump in Florida said he has faith in his attorney general, and again he voiced scorn for the Mueller investigation.
This was a hoax. This was a witch hunt. I have absolutely nothing to hide, and I think a lot of things are coming out with respect to the other side, but I have a lot of confidence in the attorney general.
Meanwhile, there are rumblings of discontent among Democrats. Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland says he's unhappy that Congress will be getting a redacted version of the Mueller report.
Well, it's yet another depressing and disappointing turn in this unfortunate sequence of events. The whole thing has the growing whiff of a whitewash.
The Taliban have captured a strategically important northeastern district in Afghanistan and inflicted fresh casualties on government forces elsewhere in the country. Fighting has intensified across many Afghan provinces with the advent of spring. A provincial government spokesman told VOA the latest action killed at least a dozen Afghan police and security personnel. This is VOA News. While Britain remains without a working blueprint to leave the European Union, the White House says President Trump is eager to cut a bilateral trade deal with London. Hours after British lawmakers rejected Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit plan separation for the third time, the U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton told reporters once Britain is out of the EU, the United States will be ready to talk trade.
It should be a matter of profound regret to every member of this House that once again we have been unable to support leaving the European Union in an orderly fashion.
Friday's vote came on the day Britain was originally scheduled to leave the EU. The action puts Prime Minister May's political future under a cloud. Opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn.
There has to be an alternative found. And if the Prime Minister can't accept that, then she must go, not at an indeterminate date in the future, but now, so that we can decide the future of this country through a general election.
The European Council has called a meeting for April 10th to discuss all this. The United Nations Human Rights Committee is putting a spotlight on Vietnam for what it says is the repression of basic freedoms and gross violations of human rights, including torture and, a special concern, executions. A committee member is Marcia Cran.
So the situation is that the number and the identities of persons sentenced to death are kept secret by the authorities, which means that it's possible for dissidents to be targeted and sentenced to death without due process. Others have died in custody, and we heard reports that these deaths are then reported by officials as suicide.
On Sunday, Turkish voters go to the polls in critical local elections in which control of the country's main cities is at stake. With inflation soaring and the country in recession, the voting poses a major challenge for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's ruling AK Party. And even though he is not up for re-election, the Turkish leader has been leading the campaign. He's been focusing on Istanbul, where the main opposition CHP, for the first time in decades, sees a chance to gain power in Turkey's most important city. Gaza's health ministry says a 21-year-old Palestinian man was shot dead by Israeli forces early Saturday morning near the border fence. It happened just hours before planned mass protests marking the one-year anniversary of the weekly demonstrations along the fence. A Brazilian judge has blocked President Jair Bolsonaro's plans to hold a Sunday celebration to mark the 1964 coup that established a military dictatorship in Brazil. The coup overthrew the democratic government João Goulart. Bolsonaro had ordered the military to stage a celebration. Gene Randall, VOA News.